This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Charlie Giancarlo. How are you, Charlie?
Robert, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
And Charlie is the CEO and chairman of Pure Storage. Now, in fairness, not everyone has heard of the name, but it is one of the fastest growing companies in the enterprise business.
That's right, certainly today. But in addition to that, you know, in 10 years, we grew as fast as any B2B company in history, and none have grown faster.
And if you want some numbers, 2009 was when they started. Last year, your numbers were $1.3 billion.
That's right, 1.36. We've got to count that extra.
Absolutely. So let's talk about a lot of exciting things. We're going to talk about AI. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about cloud. We're going to talk about technology and storage and why data is relevant to CEOs as well. First, give a snapshot, though, of what your business does.
Right. What we do is we both store and manage high performance and high priority data. So, for example, our products are able to deliver data to machine learning algorithms, artificial intelligence, or just simple databases at very high speed, at very high capacity, low latency, but also very low cost.
So what types of clients do you work with?
We really work across the board in terms of businesses. So about a third of our sales are to SaaS companies, so software as a service companies. Companies like ServiceNow, for instance, that probably many of your listeners use. About 10% of our business is in healthcare. But we sell into major databases of all types across the board, so major ERP systems of, you know, whether it's transportation, financials, and so forth, Oracle systems, SAP systems and the like. So we're very broad based.
And give me an example of a client you've worked with and how you interact with them, especially now that data has become significantly more important.
Right. Well, I can tell you a tale, many different tales. One would be, for example, we're involved with the major banks. So Deutsche Bank, Barclays, you know, very major customers of ours. We have, very large telecom customers, right? And then companies like ServiceNow. But I think maybe one of the more interesting areas is artificial intelligence and machine learning. So, for example, we're in use in major hedge funds. One of them, Mann AHL, for instance, which is a multi-billion-dollar hedge fund, they used to have their own algorithms and with their own storage that would run overnight to do market simulations to be able to then set their trading programs for the next day. And they'd run these overnight. With our system now, they're able to run them in 10 minutes, which means they're able to run them during the day when they're trading to update their algorithms to do a better job of training. Another area is in the development of AI for modern healthcare. We're working with a company called Page AI, which is a startup in Canada. What they've done is they've taken the last 20 years of cancer samples by pathologists, right? And what they these are on slides. They've taken pictures of them, and they're running through their machine learning algorithms. Then, because it's the last 20 years, they know what the outcome of the patient was, and they're testing it. Does it have cancer? Does it not have cancer? Mm. They're now able to read new slides from new cancer patients with results that are better than human oncologists. So, next time someone that you know goes in for a cancer screening, their pathology sample may be tested by an AI rather than by a human.
So we are talking about a seismic change in how businesses run. Even when you mention banks, you and I, you were telling me before that some banks their data may be actually more important than their bank.
Yeah, in retail banking, of course, it's a very thin margin business, as you might imagine, as they're handling, you know, checking accounts and credit cards and so forth. And now, of course, they're getting more and more information about how people spend their money, where they spend their money, what encourages them to spend for one thing versus another. And this is valuable information, and even anonymized, and that's an important thing. Data privacy is very important. But even anonymized now, some banks, some CEOs of retail banks are saying that they believe in the next few years the data that they have is going to be more valuable to them in terms of a revenue income than the actual banking services they provide.
So if you were talking to CEO audience, and in fact you are,
yeah,
what would your advice be to them on how they should look at their data?
Absolutely. You know, CEOs over the last several years have been told and have fully engaged that they need to be digital businesses, that their business needs to digitize, that they need to go, they need to provide all their services online in a virtual way to get more consumers and to build brand loyalty and so forth, right? So digitization has been a big calling sign for major businesses. I think going forward, data and data governance and use of data and making data valuable and finding insights from data is going to be the very next thing. And so the way you collect data, the way you're able to process that data, the way you're able to manage it and collect insights from it, I think is going to be the next wave of American business.
So what should a CEO do? Do they hire new people? Let's say if you were meeting with a CEO of a bank.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Right.
What would you tell them to do as their next steps? And you can't say hire Pure Storage.
Well, okay, so that would be the first step. But the reason, what is the reason behind that? Most customers actually will say, well, I've got a lot of data, but it's all hidden and squirreled away on tape or other areas where it's just not available or useful. A lot of it's dark data, right? Or it's not been managed or annotated, or in fact, they've got different bits of data all over the place, and it's not correlated with each other, so it's not really usable. So the most important thing is to get that data in a usable form, to collect it, to make it available so that it can be analyzed. And so what we believe is that you need to have fast consolidated data. The data needs to be able to be accessed quickly, and it needs to be consolidated. It needs to be available to your researchers all in one place so that they can start gaining those insights. And the problem with data today is it tends to be split up across the board, completely splintered into multiple databases in multiple parts of the firm. Now, that's bad for two reasons, by the way. One is you can't get the insights from it that I just mentioned. The other reason why it's bad, and I've been on many boards of directors, okay, and because of my tech background, a lot of times they look to me on their audit committee for risk management, and particularly around security, right? My first question to every one of my companies where I'm on the board around security is, do you know where all your data is? Mm-hmm. The answer is universally no. They don't know where it all exists. It's been copied. It's been splintered. It's been put into all different locations, sometimes not even fully under the control of the CIO. And it's a huge security problem.
So where does storage really fit into this? How does storage solve that? Because storage is not really looked at as sexy, and I'm thinking with AI, storage is going to become the most sexy.
I think it's going to be the most important thing, and it's not just because of the AI and the use of it, but it's also the risk of it in terms of, you know, personal information getting lost, right? Breaches of personal information, which is very dangerous. And remember, the more copies you have of the same data, the more likely it is to be breached. So let me give you just a little bit of a little history lesson, if I can.
I
do love history, but this is just tech history. When I got started in business, companies had, you know, a dozen different networks. They had a voice, and I'm talking about communications now. They had a voice network. They had a T1 network. They had an IBM SNA network. They had an X25 network, and I can go on and on. They had a half dozen networks, and every application environment had its own network. Today, we have one network. It's called the Internet. Everything, whether it's your voice, the video, that what we're doing right now, all of your data goes over one integrated network. It's complex, but it's one network. What I see today is every application has its own data store. and there's data all over the place. And companies have, you know, three or four, five, six different vendors of data storage, and it's all tuned to the specific application or vendor that they're using. My belief is 20 years from now, there's going to be one data store. Everything's going to be in it. It's going to provide the data that that customers need to analyze their business, to get insights in their business. It'll be a smaller security footprint. They'll know where it all is, so it can be secure. And it's going to be fast. It's going to be fast, and it's going to be consolidated. And this is where it's going to be in 20 years. You know, across the board, we won't even think of it as being any different. And this is where we at Pure Storage are taking the industry.
That's really interesting. If anyone wants to get in touch with Pure Storage, what is the website?
The website is www.purestorage.com. No space in between. Pure Storage, just like you would spell it if you were writing a letter, purestorage.com.
Okay. We're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out how you had such astronomical growth and what your leadership philosophy is in growing a culture like this.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back in a few.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're with Charlie Giancarlo, who is the chairman and CEO of Pure Storage.
Yes.
So you know, as we said earlier, this could be the fastest growing company. Went from 2009 when it started up to today, a decade later. Last year, it had $1.36 billion.
That's right. Our 10th birthday is going to be October 1st.
How do you achieve that kind of crazy growth?
Right.
I don't know of, I'm trying to think other companies. No one does it.
Right.
How did Pure Storage do it?
Well, I think like every fast growth company, it starts with a great idea. And in the case of Pure Storage, our founders, who were storage industry veterans, believed, and this seemed crazy at the time, that the cheap but semiconductor storage that existed in the iPod, which was called flash storage, would one day be dominant in what's called enterprise storage. So very high-end, very fast, but also very sensitive and requiring great reliability, enterprise data storage, and that was going to be a revolution. So they invested in that. They produced the first enterprise storage based on this new chip called flash storage. What was different about it, and what is so important, is that, believe it or not, if I had told you 5 years ago that your computer was still based on a mechanical system, you probably would have laughed at me. And yet a mechanical hard disk is a mechanical system. It's got a spinning disk in it, and it's writing in a mechanical way by literally flipping magnetic bits on a hard disk, right? So computers, we thought that we went from mechanical calculators to these electronic semiconductor computers decades ago, and yet the core of the computer, which is the data storage, was a mechanical disk, right?
Wow.
And so today, what we provide is a semiconductor, a silicon-based storage system. So it's denser, requires less power. It's much, much faster. And most of our competitors are still shipping the majority of what they ship as mechanical systems. Just to give you a sense, we can ship something that's called a petabyte. Now, a petabyte is 1,000 gigabytes, okay? No, I'm sorry. It's a million gigabytes. A petabyte is a million gigabytes, right? So that's a lot if you think about your own computer, right? For a magnetic system, that might, and we'll ship that in something the size of a microwave oven, right? For a million gigabytes. Our competitors are shipping mechanical disks. That could take 10 racks of equipment. It'd be as long as this table here, 20 feet long, 30 feet long, 8 feet high, and it's slow, and it breaks down a lot. So this was our insight. We were the first to market, and because we delivered something that was highly reliable, highly dense, very fast, it's allowed us to grow very rapidly.
If you look at your leadership philosophy in driving a super fast-growing company in what many would consider to be this non-exciting storage industry,
right,
even though it is, what are some of the unique practices you have in leadership?
And this is very important. You know, it might be one thing, as I had mentioned, the insight around flash that gets you started. But you know, when you're up against big competitors, and we're up against some of the biggest companies in the world, you have to have something really unique and different that those competitors have a hard time in copying. And in our case, we have several things. One is, because we started out with brand new software, we completely changed the experience of the way that customers utilize and are able to get access to their data. And in particular, we have made it extraordinarily easy. So the systems that existed before, lots of knobs and dials that had to be tuned to everything. In our case, we literally can put all of our entire instruction manual on a business card, and customers can get up and running in less than an hour.
Really?
A 10-year-old can actually configure this, you know, what has generally been a very complex environment. And we have the highest reliability on the planet. So customers set it, and then they forget it, and it just works. And that is something that, you know, think about it this way. If you remember the old cell phones that were as big as a brick, and you had to put it to your ear, and it was complicated to use, and then, you know, you got the first experience with, you know, an iPhone, you know, or an Android phone that was really designed for, with the user in mind. You know, that's what we did, was really focus on the experience of the product. And still, we have one of our founders who's with us, who's our CTO, and the thing that he focuses on entirely is the user experience. It's always got to be simple. It's always got to be reliable. He wants to make sure that we don't put anything in there that would allow a customer to ruin their own experience.
So let's look from there and let's talk about history. You mm-hmm. told a technology history story. You have a great background. I know you went from Brown to Berkeley and then engineering and then to Harvard for your MBA. And you're passionate about history and starting with the classics, but moving into different time mm-hmm. epochs. Mm-hmm. So what can CEOs learn from history?
Right. Well, I think many things. One is...
And I mean in today's environment.
In today's environment, absolutely. Well, the one thing you do learn about history is that working with people has been the same for the last 5,000 years. That people have not really changed. Now, of course, our technology has changed, you know, through just the ability to build on top of what's been built before. But in terms of leading people, you know, Julius Caesar led, you know, great armies that really conquered the known world at the time, and he did it with the technology of the day. And so, you know, for CEOs today who want to conquer their own industry, you know, learning from the great leaders of the past, the lessons tend to be the same. And in particular, is it takes a team. It takes a team of people with diverse skills and that really complement one another, but that all line up with a common purpose. And so really building an organization with a common purpose where people are enthusiastic and really understand, live, breathe, and communally eat together in terms of achieving that common goal is extraordinarily important. You know, one of the things I do, first of all, you know, in our industry, we have become a magnet for people who love data storage and management. You know, if you're leading a group, if you're in an industry where that industry has decided that, you know, the ball's no longer in our court, it's somewhere else, so we want to go chase after this new thing, and you're the company in the industry that's saying, no, we love what we do, and we believe that we bring great value to our customers, you're going to attract the best and the brightest from that entire industry. And that's what we've done. We've embraced what we do. We're attracting the people who really love this industry and want to build it to great things. So first of all, building a great team that love what they do, and then secondly, making sure they're well aligned. So one of the things I do pretty much every month is pull the entire executive team together for a dinner. We go to one of the local restaurants, rent a private room, no agenda. And what I have found is that that whenever you meet formally in a business, there's always an agenda, and you're going through the agenda. And it doesn't allow the time for people to bring up things that are just kind of that's been, you know, stewing in the back of their mind, either as a concern or as an opportunity. But it just doesn't come out because you don't have time during the business day. Going out in the evening, no agenda, allows people to talk about, could be anything, could be life in general, but usually what does come up is either a concern they have or an opportunity, and then you get to talk about something that you would never have done, you know, never would have spoken about, you know, in the business context.
Well, that is a truly remarkable insight. First time I've heard have no agenda, but it makes complete sense. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We'll be right back.
America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bill Stemper. How are you, Bill?
Oh, Robert. Nice to be with you.
And Bill is the president of Comcast Business. This is right now today. It's a large business, and you work with CEOs a lot. But when you joined the company, that wasn't the case. So we'll talk later on about your leadership philosophy, but let's start out. It's 2007. What's happening?
Sure. So in 2007, a company like Comcast, a cable provider, really to residential, you know, homes of TV and internet at the time, and phone service was new. But if you think about what Comcast had as a resource, fiber optic services deep into the communities with the coax kind of that comes off of that into homes. But that fiber and that coax also went up and down Main Street. And it went into businesses or was near businesses. And at that time, you know, it was evident that there was a, you know, tens of billions of dollars of market opportunity being a telecommunications provider. And we had a lot of the natural resource to go after that, the network. And so in 2006 and then turning into 2007, the decision was made, let's start using this and bring telecommunication services to businesses. And the first phase was a small business. Now, a lot of times you say, well, what's a small business? You know, we would provide, you know, an internet access speed, you know, at the time, maybe up to 10 or 20 megabits, significantly faster than any competitor. And we could provide some phone lines. And, of course, we could provide television. But so businesses that were in need of a handful of phone lines and an important, strong, better internet connection, that was a small business. That was the business that we were going after. So in 2007, we, you know, formed an organization, brought in salespeople, brought in care people, trained technicians, did all the kinds of things to start to go to market in our footprint. And Comcast covers 47% of the United States.
47%, really? That's got to be one of the highest numbers, I'm thinking.
It is. It's a wonderful resource to have. It is really the largest coverage of a network footprint of that type of capability of fiber and coax with its speeds. So we started that business, and we really went after working the small businesses. Why? Because a small business is a lot like a complex residential customer. Really important was, how does a company like Comcast get their heads around something they haven't done before, business to business? And so the telecommunications companies go after all size businesses with all sorts of sophistications, but how do you capture the hearts and minds of, at that time, 100,000 Comcast employees, senior leadership, the board of directors? It's got to be believable. And not only was going after small business believable, made sense, but it was a $13 billion opportunity that we hadn't penetrated. So that's really all we talked about for the first 4 or 5 years, was small business, as simple as I just talked about. As we started to make good progress, begin to build a brand, begin to really, you know, have that reputation, it was logical to add much more complicated services than more larger regional businesses and their CIOs would understand, but were significantly more complicated than what a small business used. And we started to offer, you know, more fiber-based services, real heavy networks between computer centers and headquarters and distribution centers, healthcare, being so regional as they are, with all, they have small locations for doctors and outlets. They have hospitals. They have data centers. They have imaging centers. Knitting all that together is very complicated. So we started to serve those businesses maybe around 2010. Then around 2015, 2016, as this started to grow and our capabilities and skills grew, that's when we started to turn and say, we can really serve now a business with locations anywhere in the lower 48 states. So not only our footprint, which is richly almost half of the U.S., but in cooperating with other cable companies or telcos, really be for that Fortune, fill in the number, we could be their provider, we could be their service provider as an alternative to the traditional telecom telephone company.
And you were originally brought in with a purpose that you would head up, you would build this. That's a big leap to jump from the small companies that are like extended families into the Fortune hundreds.
Right, but it was a logical way to do it because we could go to a small business and they could appreciate our brand could serve them. And then when we built that up, going to the larger, you know, the more regional businesses, we had referenceability and provability that we could serve their needs. And then when you go to a Fortune 100 company, most are really a makeup of lots of small locations, some mid-sized locations wherever they are, and then again your headquarters and types of major, you know, corporate locations. So it just built, fit together, and it was logical, and we were able to follow that road.
And so at what point, because right now you're a major provider to the Fortune 100 through 500, and at what point did it become the core part of your business and you said, this is where we're putting a lot of our energy?
So it was, you know, around 2015, 2016, where we felt we were ready and able to really go in front of CEOs of the largest companies and have credibility and have confidence that we could bring them a solution that they were never able to get before from the traditional telecom providers. It was also, if you think about it, we are really a wireline fiber and coax company. A number of the traditional telecom providers are really wireless companies. Mm-hmm. So we have stayed to something that is really core and needed, and that is high-speed, reliable internet or data services into locations. And yes, they want voice, and yes, they need Wi-Fi, and yes, they need these other things. But the backbone of our relationship begins with the data connection. And so we saw that we had, provability, and it was believable, so that in a short discussion with the CEO, we could get their attention, and we could then have a proper discussion and begin to explain who we were.
And now the business has grown from really startup to $250 million the first year to you're at a run rate of $8 billion.
Yes.
So, and we'll talk more about your leadership philosophy a little later, but for now the question is, to a CEO, what was the real message? And I know the good thing that happened for you, around 2015, CEOs started focusing on technology.
Yes.
So we have about 2 minutes to break. Talk through the message to CEOs.
So when going into a CEO and understanding and saying, you know, you have thousands of small locations that really make up your company. You know, if you're a bank, if you're a quick service restaurant, you know, most industries. So that is our bread and butter. We have made our career and we've made our success on breaking through and serving a need better than it had ever been done in 100 years to a small location. We can do that for your thousand or tens of thousands of locations throughout the United States and give you capabilities at a price point. But equally important as those capabilities, meaning I grow, I need more bandwidth, I have more applications, I just thought of this. Now, therefore, I need the infrastructure to grow. Therefore, the infrastructure costs more money. So traditionally, as that's the sort of thing doubled, your cost structure doubled.
Mm-hmm.
With our services being the newest, you know, technologies, our services scale. So as you might double in your need, your cost side might only go by 20%.
Wow.
That would get attention. That would allow
attention.
Us to have a good discussion afterwards.
So if a CEO wants to become involved with Comcast Business, where do they go?
You know, we have a large organization of sales folks, but, you know, like everybody, you know, we are digitally connected. So, you know, through our website, through me directly, you know, it's easy to reach us. We have a great team, you know, for the Fortune 100 that are out there and assigned to every one of your companies. So if you are, you know, listening to this, paying attention to this, we have somebody dedicated to your business first and foremost. And if you're not sure who that is, and nobody is, you call me, and I'll have you there in 10 minutes.
And that is called Bill Stemper. And you have to go, I guess, to the general number at Comcast, and we'll get it. We're not giving away your personal phone number to 600,000 listeners, but you could go to Comcast website as well.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the value proposition to CEOs, how that works, and then we're going to focus on your leadership philosophy. Back in a few. Thank you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bill Stemper, who is the president of Comcast Business. And you talked before about how you grew it and with your team. I know you're very humble and you care about the team deeply and viscerally. Now it's at the point where you're working with a lot of different industries. Talk about healthcare. I think, you know, talk about, like, I know Taco Bell you're working with, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, an incredibly exciting company. And all of these businesses, you know, what this whole digital world and internet world and businesses trying to make themselves more successful by how they reach their own customers is such an exciting place to work, number one. And everybody is trying to break through and keep up with their competitors. And if you take a company like Taco Bell, 6,000-7,000 locations around the United States just staying there. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to make themselves more relevant than any of their competitors. And the whole digital world of mobile ordering and mobile pickup.
Absolutely.
And you know, things of that sort. Just training. You know, these organizations are constantly updating and upgrading, you know, their menus and all that goes into how you take a staff and bring them along so that the day of launch they have this perfect. So just training types of things, and all of that is, you know, can be delivered, you know, from the web through the cloud, you know, to these folks.
And you're really a cloud company. People don't know that.
We
you
give
enable
access.
That. You
yes,
drive them.
Absolutely. The cloud is the source. The location is the destination, and it's how you get between those two. That's what we enable.
And, okay, how about, let's say, healthcare? What do you do in healthcare?
Healthcare, I think, as referenced earlier, you think about what a healthcare organization, you know, a hospital system of dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of locations, often geographically centric, and how you bring them together, fiber optic capabilities between their data centers and their radiology centers, how the outlets where the docs might be located are tied in with high-speed internet, the docs at home that are reading radiology at night instead of being in the offices, and the patients that are in these systems and the experience they have, you know, all the way down to the TV experience in the room, but really how Wi-Fi plays in that, because today it's a world of bring your own device, the iPad, the iPhone, that is more and more. So how we bring all that together for the users, the patients, the families that are in these situations, you know, we knit that all together for that system.
That's great. Let's shift over to leadership now. So it grew from zero to about $8 billion run rate. How would you define your leadership philosophy?
I mean, I think it comes from you take it a number of different ways. From a philosophical point of view, you know, I'm a big believer that you need a broad group of people. You know, nobody can do it themselves. I like to say from a a vision, a belief, a grit. This is achievable. I think I focus a lot of trying to make sure I'm square there. How you do that, how you pull that off, there's never one right way. And there are a lot of wrong ways. And so to me, it's, you know, how you build the organization and the team around you that they exist for that vision and they themselves will be taken care of fine. But this is all about, you know, when I'm in a meeting, what's a lot of fun is I'm never short of an idea going into a meeting. But I always leave that meeting so much smarter because whatever I might have thrown on the table or anybody might have thrown on the table, it got plussed up by this input. It got added to by that. It might have even gotten blown up by this very important point and we restarted. We always leave that meeting enthused, ready to go, and we're all smarter than how we started.
How do you do that?
You do that by allowing it to happen first and foremost. And oftentimes it
is that just getting out of the way?
Well, oftentimes it's saying, you know, here's what I'm thinking. I don't know if it makes sense. What do you think? Mm-hmm. And you allow people to say it doesn't make sense or it makes half sense, but I think. And then more importantly is in that moment, wherever it goes, let it take you. And if the organization knows that's just how we make decisions. We're not afraid to be bold and combat. We're not afraid to plus up. We're respectful about how we're dealing with people, but we're relentless of what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And you do that again and again, then people feel comfortable that way. They don't mind saying, "Bill, that's the dumbest thing you ever said, and that has happened. And I would sure like to not launch the dumbest thing I ever thought of." So if you act that way and you practice that way, it just comes out.
And it seems like you've built from a deep foundation in corporations. Mm-hmm. You've done this. I know you're faith-based. So you have a really deep roots in everything, and it's clear that you really care about people. And even though I'm interviewing you here, you're very humble at heart.
Well, and I was fortunate in my upbringing to spend a lot of time in sales or in service and with the front line and with customers. And it is, you know, it's said all the time, there are books on it all the time, but the fact of the matter is the more you understand what's really going on with the front line blows away a lot of the just noise of what's in the way of making a decision. When we're in a room with my colleagues, that's good. That's very effective, and 8 out of 10 times it's perfect. But so many times you just sort of say, wait a second. Either we have to get or we have to put ourselves in that frontline rep or that frontline care agent, and what is really going on? And all of a sudden a whole bunch of noise just flows away, and you can just go right into a narrower set of decisions. And so I think engaging and having a short string to that frontline. One of the things that we have done is we worked really hard to have as few levels as practical between senior leadership and the front line so that it just isn't artificial barriers, and we try to behave that way.
You've about 2 minutes left, so I want to ask you about the future of Comcast Business. This was sort of a baby. It's become super successful, probably more than you ever imagined. But what's the future look like to you?
It's an unbelievably exciting area to be, and it is really just beginning. Yes, we're on the road to $8 billion, but the market opportunity is enormous, and more importantly, how businesses are looking to use technology and harness it and come up with more ways to use it competitively grows that opportunity, and we're right in the middle of it. So whether it be the internet connection we bring, the phone service capability that integrates, you're in the office or I'm on the mobile or I'm in global travel and makes it look like you're at work. What we bring in Wi-Fi capabilities so that not only if you're in a restaurant, you have the private Wi-Fi to run your operation, but you have a great public Wi-Fi for the patrons so that you can help, first of all, give them service, but also market to them and help them. The backup capabilities along the way. It just is growing in the speeds that people need for these services. We're fortunate to have the technology that is just going to stay with it, if not stay ahead of it.
And there you have it. Bill, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Robert, nice to be with you.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.